Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A final farewell to a fallen hero. Philadelphia Highway Patrol Officer Andy Chan was laid to rest Tuesday. He died earlier this month, 6 years after suffering severe trauma in a crash. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Hundreds of police officers gathered at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Center City to pay their respects to Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, who passed away earlier this month after 6 years battling a traumatic injury suffered in a crash on the way to work. During the services, Chan's wife Tang addressed the gathering, speaking about her husband's love for the job, his family, and his community.
We all know Andy as a super cop, but he wasn't just a super cop. He was a family man. He loved his family with no bounds. He gave them gifts. He spent time with them. He went to every holiday, every school event.
Chan became an officer in 1996, working in the 39th District before achieving his dream of joining the Highway Patrol in 2004. He suffered a traumatic brain injury in 2019.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel awarded Chan the Medal of Excellence posthumously, renaming the medal after him. The man accused of murdering two people nearly 1 year ago inside their North Philadelphia home has pleaded guilty to lesser charges. Bilal Simmons was arrested early this year for the December 19th shooting deaths of 39-year-old Terrell Sanders and 36-year-old Jocelyn Marshall inside a home near 18th and Diamond. Tuesday morning, Simmons pleaded guilty to two counts of third-degree murder and gun charges. He is set to be sentenced in March. For the second time in a week, the Philadelphia School District has cut the ribbon on a new school building. Last week, it was the new Amy at James Martin in Port Richmond. Today, it was the new Holm Elementary in the Northeast, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The first thing you notice walking through the new Holm Elementary off Academy Road is how the classrooms and hallways are bathed in natural light. And they're not really hallways, they're known as Discovery Commons, with movable furniture for learning and collaboration outside the classroom. April Tamarelli, a district educational facilities planner, says many of the amenities came from student input.
They asked for lots of common learning spaces, lots of nookie type of learning spaces, lots of open and lots of light, and that's what they got.
Deputy Superintendent Oz Hill says as the district evaluates all of its facilities, this $90 million building is an example of what's possible.
This school represents what the district can do, especially when we have the support.
Students and staff will move into their new home after the winter break. Attorneys General of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware are joining 32 other AGs to announce a settlement with Hyundai and Kia over the sale of millions of vehicles with substandard theft protections. The vehicles eligible for fixes date as far back as 2011 and as recently as 2022. Under the settlement, the companies will offer free repairs to eligible vehicles. They include free zinc-reinforced ignition cylinder protectors, even to those who were only eligible previously for the company's software updates, and equip future vehicles sold in the U.S. with industry standard engine immobilizer anti-theft technology. $4.5 million in restitution to owners whose cars are damaged by thieves will also be provided. Thefts of Hyundai and Kia vehicles soared in 2021 after videos were posted to social media showing how the vehicles can be stolen with just a screwdriver and a USB cable. The Philadelphia Cultural Fund, formed by the city to create grants for local artists and cultural organizations, is doing just that. As federal funding for the arts vanishes, PCF is partnering with private philanthropists and the city to create new grants. KYW's Sharaday Howard reports.
After more than 30 years working to lift up Philly's art community, Gabriela Sanchez, executive director of the Philadelphia Cultural Fund, says their work is more important now than ever, and new partnerships mean new opportunities.
These new changes open doors for new applicants, especially those serving underrepresented communities.
She explained that through a partnership with the William Penn Foundation, they awarded PCF an $8 million four-year grant for arts and culture, which now fund their two new grants, the Arts and Culture Grant for Philadelphia-based nonprofits and the Community Impact Grant that supports
small organizations with budgets under $500,000 that make a big difference in their communities.
For more information on application deadlines and eligibility, go to PhiladelphiaCulturalFund.org. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.